Hello.
Welcome to
Ladies
and Clogs!
Exclamation point.
WMFO.
On
Medford. We are literally on Medford, currently also in Medford, around Medford.
True, we are.
Yeah, it's 103. You're listening to WMFO. My name's Nina.
And I'm Emma.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, tell us about that song. Tell us how you're feeling. Tell us about everything going on.
I am feeling pretty good right now. I'm kind of feeling in a confrontational kind of mood, however.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the song we just heard was I Can't Stand You at All by the Black Black Hills.
Hmm. Confrontational.
Yeah, right? I just figured I'd start out bold.
Who is that song addressing, or what should I say?
Contrary to what you might be thinking, it's not addressing you, don't worry.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It is addressing, however, something very important to me in a negative way, which is decaf coffee. I have very strong opinions about decaf coffee, and I hate it. I can't stand it. I can't stand the idea of it. I can't stand anyone who would think that decaf coffee is a good idea. So that's how I feel about decaf coffee.
Okay, great. The theme of the show is what are Emma's thoughts on decaf coffee? There they are. We're done now. Bye.
Yeah, that was the whole show.
No, we're going to be working through that a little bit, getting to the heart of the anger. I'm going to be taking perhaps a slightly more moderate position from this side of the table.
Yeah, I would say that I'm going to take an extreme position because cool. I'm...
Stand by that.
Right. And when we say work through it, we're not going to work past it. We're just going to
get really in there and like stay roll around.
There. Yeah. Explore that.
We were walking here and Emma was like, I'm so ready to fight.
Yeah.
So I'm ready also for this to be amusing.
Also, before this show, we went to a coffee shop and guess what?
What?
I drank a lot of coffee.
That's true.
I accidentally got a size large instead of a small to go for later, and I was drinking it, and it was just a lot, and so I've had a lot of caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
So get ready, everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool.
I'm excited.
All right. Yeah. Would you like to play a tune and
kind of do a little bit of
a rebuttal there for...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if it's going to be a rebuttal, but let's just continue.
Okay. Ready when you're
go.
Okay. Choose I am how to flow blade.
voice trembles as he calls out for another plate of food.
Hello. Welcome back.
To Ladies in Clogs.
What? You just look terrified.
I didn't know where you wanted me to go, but
I interrupted you the first time.
Oh, okay.
Hi. Anyway, how are you feeling about decaf coffee 5 minutes later? The same?
Maybe even angrier.
Oh my gosh.
So do you want to talk about your song so that I can cool down a little bit?
Totally. The first song that we just heard of the two was called Angry. You are the angry one. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that song's by Nice Try, because Emma is angry about decaf coffee. Like, deeply enraged, I think, honestly. Like, angry is perhaps even too mild of a word to use.
I feel like I wouldn't even call myself an angry person in general.
No, but I totally wouldn't. Like, not at all.
Like, I feel like I'm generally
but about this, like, this. Like, that's happening.
Yeah. I think everyone has something that they are really passionate about it,
and yours is coffee. Hating decaf coffee
and loving other non-decaf coffee.
It doesn't have to be right now, but at some point in the next hour or 49 minutes, I want to talk a little bit about where this hatred is coming from, because I really am struggling a little bit to understand it, just how deeply and completely you are against this as a concept even.
Oh, okay.
I want to understand a little more where that's coming from in your life experiences and just mm-hmm. in general
how that came to be. Yeah, fair. Do you want to know it now, or do you want to as we go?
Sure.
Through songs?
I mean, do you want to give us the first a bit of information, or when did you first even know what decaf coffee was? How long have you been drinking coffee? Your parents drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah, my parents drink a lot of coffee. Okay. I feel like I was introduced to coffee in high school, but I didn't really start drinking it until college.
Okay.
And I've slowly eased in from sugary coffee drinks with a lot of chocolate in them and everything, to now I just straight up drink black coffee with nothing in it. So it's taken a long time to get to this place. But I think I know pretty clearly why I don't like decaf coffee.
Go.
But I'll start with can I do a brief how decaf coffee is made?
Yes.
I learned this because I went to a coffee place this break. Okay. So at least in Costa Rica, what they do is they take the coffee beans that they have, that they've dried out, they send them away to Germany, and then Germany just steams all the caffeine out, and then it takes the caffeine and uses that, sells that to Coca-Cola and everything, and then sends the coffee beans back with less caffeine in them. But either they do it chemically or by steaming it out, and then they just have the caffeine.
Whoa.
Yeah, so they're taking something out of the coffee bean to do this. Wow. AKA that pure, pure sweet caffeine.
Oh my gosh. The like mania in the eyes that no one can see because we're just doing the voice thing, but I can see the eyes and there's a lot
scary?
Happening.
Are they scary?
Yeah, things just got really wild there for a minute. Also, I realize in retrospect that was a terrible sentence.
Whoa,
it was just so convoluted and weird.
My sentence?
No, my. I'm saying what just happened. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I'd never, like, I knew that something had to happen to get, because it's not like all the caffeine's gone either. It's like most
of
it.
Yeah, I think you still
it's
have
like
some.
Significantly reduced, but there's still some.
Yeah.
Right.
I think there's like 30% left, depending.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, I want to hear perhaps next time we speak, we can, you can tell you a little more about like this why situation.
Okay.
Can I give like a mild, I don't want to like push back on you entirely because I respect your opinions, but also I just want to like, my confusion about like how much you don't like decaf coffee is just that like, so my thought process is, and this is, okay, so the backstory of how this theme happened was last week, Emma and I usually go and do homework in a coffee shop for the morning before our show, and it was last week when this was happening, and I had had some coffee in the morning, and then it was like many hours later, but I was like, I want a little bit more coffee. But I don't want to get like super jittery and caffeiney and like clammy and anxious. So I was like, maybe I get a decaf cup of coffee. And instantly, like a switch had flipped. Emma just like the room, like all this like vacuum, like everything was sucked out of it. And it was just like her and me standing in this like white plane. And she was like enraged. And she was like, what?
Like I just said no. Yeah.
And you were immediately like really furious that I had even raised the possibility when my thought process was like, I'm going to be like a smart person in charge of myself and my body and like not put too much caffeine in it, but still get like the coffee experience. Yeah. So, yeah.
I really, and the thing is, I respect that decision.
Thank
and I think
you.
It's important to be aware of what your body needs, but I usually, this is more of a personal thing mm-hmm. because I don't usually take into account how my body might feel like yep. after all the caffeine.
I'm working on it, but that's it's tough. Uh-huh.
I just think need more caffeine, need to stay awake right now.
Yep.
And it's more of like if I don't drink coffee, I get headaches kind of deal. So mm-hmm. it's more like I need to more than I have. Like for me, I would never consider decaf coffee for reasons which we can go into more. But
never considered that for myself.
Ever, ever.
Okay.
But yeah, it's less, I'm angry at the idea of decaf coffee, but if you decide to do it,
thank
I'm
you.
Okay with that.
Cool. Thanks. Oh my God, air quotes. That was terrifying. Air quotes and like side eye in the station right now. Well, on that vein, to just briefly mention the second song that we heard and then we can play some more songs from you, was called One More Cup of Coffee by Frazee Ford, because originally this was all about like, maybe I'll have one more cup of coffee. Maybe that will be a bad idea. Maybe I get a decaf. Maybe Emma will never speak to me ever again.
All of those.
Yeah. So for me, it comes down to like, you want coffee, but you're not trying to caffeinate yourself so much. Then what do? Perhaps you get decaf, or perhaps you say no if you're Emma.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. is what I did say.
Yeah. Do you want to play some songs?
Yeah, I do.
Cool.
Okay, I'm ready.
Awesome. I don't think that's the right one. There we go.
I'm in my 14 carats. I'm 14 carat, doing it up like my eyes. You say I got a touch, so good, so good. Make you never wanna leave, so don't, so don't. Gonna wear that dress you like, skin tight. Do my hair up real, real nice, and syncopate my skin to your heartbeat. I just wanna look good for you, uh-oh. I just wanna look good for you, uh-oh. Let me show you how proud I am to be yours. Leave this dress a mess on the floor. Still look good for you, uh-oh. I'm in my marquee diamonds, I'm a marquee diamonds.
me, I can take you there. Trust me, I trust me.
Hold on, take a minute, love. Cause I ain't trying to fuck your image up. More than likely mess around in triple cups. Stumble around town, pull your zipper up. Pants sack like I don't give up. I ain't trying to fuck your business up. And I ain't tryna get you in the stuff. But the way you touchin' on me in the club, rubbin' on my miniatures, John Hancock, fuckin' signature. Ooh. Anytime I hit it, know she finna fall through. And every time we get up, boys end up on the news. Ain't worried about no pressin', ain't worried about the next bitch. They love the way you dressin', ain't got shit up on you. Jackpot, hit the jackpot. Just mad at bad bitch without the ass shots. You look good, girl, you know you did good, don't you? You look good, girl, I bet it feel good, don't you?
Trust me, I trust me, I trust me.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Wasn't talking to you.
Okay, I get it.
Just kidding.
I was saying before that I feel like I'm getting caught in the crossfire between Emma's hatred for decaf coffee and, like, there's no decaf coffee to fight back, so Emma's just fighting me.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay. It's kind of funny. But anyway, what songs did you play?
First, I played Good For You by Selena Gomez, and then I played You Know I'm No Good, Not Good by Amy Winehouse. No, You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse. So...
What,
those were my two choices.
What is the narrative there?
Right. So first of all, I chose Good For You by Selena Gomez because I just wanted to talk about my feelings regarding caffeine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I feel like caffeine is very good for you. It can replace sleep if you need it to. It can help you stay energetic.
Wait, everything you're saying is just wrong. Keep going. I'm sorry. That was really not like a kind thing to say.
And it's just really important. And so I feel like sucking out the caffeine, the coffee, is just like destroying everything because it's just so good.
You hear the cry?
Maybe. So that's why I like kind of took the flip side of this argument here and was going to talk about how good non-decaffeinated, that would just be called caffeinated coffee. is.
Wow.
So
okay,
that's why I chose that. And then on the flip side of that, I chose You Know I'm No Good by Amy Winehouse because decaf coffee. Like, no good. You know.
I also just want to say that that was the fourth song that Emma played. It was also going to be the fourth song on my playlist. So we're just like really in sync about that one. Yeah. And I'm glad that we got it in here.
Yeah. You weren't so glad when I stole it earlier.
Well, I was a little angry, but it's also fine.
Okay, good.
Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Great. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to read a PSA right now.
Incredible.
Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That is something to think about for sure.
Yeah. Should we think about it as we play some songs?
Yeah. Want to play some tunes?
Yes.
Awesome. Here you go.
Thank you. Just a shame that all they do is sit and think my name.
grass on the ground. Did you see me? I was trying not to be found. White docks all muddy, everyone can see where I've been. Heart's on my sleeve, but I'm trying to keep it hid. These are my stories, and they are mine to tell. Listen, love is a window thrown open when the panes clatter and all the glass shatters. In. And what goes creeping towards something gentler and something of matter? These are my heartbeats, and they are mine to have through the good and the bad. And silo, tuck it aside, oh, it trickles outside. The split gets wider, and it grows and grows and grows. When it crumbles, you scramble to confide. Listen.
Hello.
And welcome back.
You're listening to Ladies and Clogs. This is Danley OFO in Medford. Sorry, you were going to say the same thing. You should go. You're going to do it better. You got this.
On WMFO in Medford.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
The songs you just heard were, yes, I'm going to say that now.
They're beautiful.
Wow. You're beautiful.
Oh.
The first song that we just listened to was called Never Say Never by Brandy. Because I still stand by the position that, like, maybe there are times when decaf coffee makes sense for you, so never say never to that. I know that you are, the fire of rage is like building inside your heart, but just hold it for 1 second. The other song we heard on a similar note was called The Good and the Bad by Long Neck, because similarly I think there are multiple sides that we can look at in this issue, and I will take the like middle stance in the debate that like there are some good things and there are some bad things. So balance those.
Okay.
I don't know if you have a rebuttal or if you just want to like breathe deeply.
Can I say something off the record?
Yes.
But I can't.
While being recorded on the
on
radio.
The
yeah,
radio,
go
yeah.
for it.
I've never had decaf coffee before.
Wait, okay. I just like don't think that's possible. Like I feel like you probably haven't. You just don't even realize.
What?
Also, I don't know. I don't have a very particular like coffee palate, but is that something that you can taste the difference in?
I don't think you can taste. I think it's just a feeling, and probably also you can measure it by my face turning less red or me being less jittery.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The thing is, I think you probably
have had coffee
be less over caffeinated.
Whoa, sorry. Yeah, well, maybe it's something in the future that I could maybe try one time.
That was actually really big of you. I'm proud of you for saying that. I'm proud that you said that. Good job. We can get decaf coffee next week. That's a bad idea. We can get it some other time.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Also, I just wanted to say, this is very off topic, but thank you to someone just called who was listening to tell us that on the WMFO website, it's logging the wrong songs, and we tried to fix that, and we're not totally sure what the issue is now, but it looks like it maybe still is not doing that. So listen to our voices tell you the music, or check the archive playlist afterward and the right songs will be there. But this is not currently playing Led Zeppelin, sorry, if that's what people wanted. We don't have that for you.
Oh, Yeah.
But anyway, thank you and sorry.
Yeah, but thank you for calling in.
We appreciate you all. Also, if anyone knows a lot about coffee and also taste buds and wants to call and tell us whether there's a difference that you can taste, maybe we'll do some research while I'm going to play some more songs and we can talk more about that. Because now I'm curious and want to do like a taste test.
Ooh,
but if anyone has thoughts, let us know.
Yeah.
Great.
Alrighty, I'm going to play some tunes.
Please.
Here we go.
Stay with you.
Hello.
Hi.
Ladies and Clogs.
We're back.
WMFO.
In Medford.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was not bad. That was well done.
I would say good.
I would say good, yeah.
Smooth.
Smooth. That's what we're going for. Buttery. If you were saying that's a boarding term that I learned recently. Like skateboarding.
Oh, boarding.
I also learned that if you call it skateboarding, you're not cool. It's boarding.
Wow,
or skating.
Cool.
Maybe it's skating. I might have just been really uncool. Darn.
Well, but I feel like if you just say boarding, there's a lot of things it could be.
I think it's skating. I think you're right. I think I'm wrong. Although there could also be multiple things called skating because there literally are other things called skating.
Why wouldn't you just call it skateboarding? That doesn't make sense to me.
I regret the whole last minute and 30 seconds of this conversation because I've revealed myself as a fraud. Curses. Anyway, what songs do we hear? Please recover for me.
Yeah, we heard You're Not the One by Sky Faria, and that was one that I got from Jordan, actually, so shout out to Jordan. And then the next one we heard was You Aren't the Same by The Lawsuits, who I heard in concert one time.
You said accidentally?
Accidentally, yeah. They were an opener, and cool. It was kind of random, but I'm really glad I saw them, because they're great. So, as you can maybe tell from those two songs...
Yeah.
I'm right. Sorry, I should tell you what I'm going to say first.
Please finish your sentence.
Decaf coffee is just not the same thing to me as caffeinated coffee, because I'm going to tell you, as we're almost all the way through our show, why I don't like decaf coffee. I've alluded to it, but I'm going to say something kind of bold.
Okay.
The taste of coffee is not immediately one of my favorite tastes.
Okay.
I love what coffee can do for me, and I like the idea of it, but I already am not liking the taste that much. So decaf coffee, I feel like, is okay for people who maybe actually like that taste originally. I'm coming out as a coffee frog.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Emma, everything becomes clear right now.
Right? So,
like, if you're gonna suffer through drinking coffee, you wanna get the caffeine out of it.
That, I feel like
it's a means to an
end
for you.
But yeah, it's something that I have to do to get the caffeine.
Okay, wait, that makes so much sense. Your stance totally becomes, like, completely
really
understandable and,
right?
And, like, not totally rational and, like, weirdly biased for no reason.
See, do I make more sense
Yeah,
now?
You totally do.
I kind of liked it better when you were just, like, kind of looking at
I
me,
was
like,
just like, why?
Really scared and, like, I was a monster.
No, you're not.
But
you're never a monster to me. But also,
but
that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. So it's more that it's the purpose of coffee for me is the caffeine. So to take it out just defeats the purpose.
That makes so much sense. Yeah. I feel like I'm coming from the other direction where I'm like, sometimes I would like to be drinking coffee for other reasons than just to get, like, more hyper. So I don't want to become more hyper, in which case decaf coffee is, like, maybe an option.
Yeah, but it's not a taste that I would gravitate towards, too.
Yeah.
Gravitate towards, too.
Yeah.
Words.
Yep.
So, yeah, now
I know.
We're wrapping this
up on, like, such a civil note of we've come to this conclusion of, like, acceptance.
I would say 95% of me likes civil conversations and civil ends to arguments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 5% of me is still, like,
you're
I would
still
like
ready
to be angry.
You can be angry. Like, that's something I think you're, like, often told not to be, and I think you can be that if you want to.
Thank you.
Get mad if you want to get mad.
I think that I got some of my anger and aggression out during the show.
Cool.
Sorry if it was
That's
sort
great.
Of like
no, it's just rolling off
to
me.
You.
It's totally fine.
Okay, good. But yeah, this is, like, the true feeling that I have towards it. So
cool.
It's more moderate. I don't like that. I use the word moderate.
I would like really quickly to read a small amount of this Huffington Post article that I found.
Perfect.
Called Decaf versus Regular Coffee, Can You Taste the Difference? Just to answer the question that's holding over from before, now that we've kind of resolved in, like, a surprisingly civil manner at this, like, initial point of contention.
Excellent.
The opening of this article is, coffee drinkers, there is this thing we've all done. Someone asks us, regular or decaf? We crinkle our noses up. Ugh, regular, thank you. But would we really even be able to tell the difference between the two? To the taste testing cave, parentheses, just kidding, we do not really have a taste testing cave, all capitals, or do we? Close parentheses. It's just a weird, funny way to start that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the conclusion of this, like, small, informal looking study was that people couldn't totally taste the difference. It was mostly, if it was more bitter, people thought it had higher caffeine levels. And if it was iced coffee, it was harder to tell the difference because it was already a little bit watered down. Basically, I think you, like, kind of can't necessarily tell, which makes sense to me.
Something about that bitterness thing, I'm pretty sure we learned that light roast is the most caffeinated mm-hmm. at this coffee plantation that I went to is most caffeinated, but has the least flavor because the way that they do coffee, like the caffeine is, again, they like steam the caffeine out if they have like less caffeine content, but it makes it a richer, more bitter taste. So more caffeine and less taste is what I like in my coffee. But other people who like darker roasts, roasts might want more flavor and less caffeine.
Wow. We've learned so much. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah. Should we play a song?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
There's so much I love. All of a sudden I forget that I was upset. I can't remember what you did.
So beautiful.
Thank you. I love that song. That's one of my favorites.
Rihanna.
Oh, wow. Okay. I feel embarrassed. I'm going to try to recover. That was by Rihanna. Emma thinks Rihanna and also that song is beautiful. Mm-hmm. That song is called Hate That I Love You.
Okay.
I played that because this is coming back kind of to what we were just speaking about, which is like the idea of you don't like the way the coffee tastes, but you want the caffeine out of it. I like the way coffee tastes and don't necessarily always want the caffeine. So like sometimes I end up drinking too much coffee because I want the taste and then I get really hyper and jittery and over-caffeinated. So I hate that I love it.
And I hate that I love it because I need the caffeine, but I don't necessarily like the taste. We complement each other so well.
You complete me.
Wow.
I would also like to say we talked to someone on the phone just now. Tom, thank you so much for calling. Thank you for listening. Tom had two really interesting things to say, the first of which was that although people often assume that espresso has a higher caffeine content than like drip coffee, it actually maybe does not, which is interesting. And it's definitely something that I think I had assumed. So I'm going to think about that and maybe do some more research. Mm-hmm. Also, I think this is something that I need to take into account in my personal life, where I am drinking too much coffee and spending too much time like with my hands shaking in classes, is looking into like black tea is another option, because apparently the like it bonds differently to other chemical compounds in your body. So the caffeine effect is going to like be a different like impact and feeling in yourself. Thank you, Tom.
That's something really important to note, because I feel like sometimes the caffeine in coffee just really makes me feel not great.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a risk that I take. Mm-hmm. It'll either keep me awake and make
very
me feel
high
nice.
Risk, high reward type of thing.
Or it'll make me feel just like kind of just like jittery and uncomfortable. So
yeah, I don't want to be uncomfortable.
We should maybe do an experiment with this where we try different things and see how we feel each day.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I like that idea.
The things you learn. Also, I'm glad that I'm not necessarily going to go to espresso as like my last resort, most caffeine thing, because maybe that's not working because it doesn't have more caffeine.
I mean, definitely like there's so much less of it. So I'm not sure how much that, like you could drink like a shot of espresso.
Mm-hmm. Instead of
and
having
like,
to take a long time to drink the liquid.
One sip of coffee, like that's not the same, I'm sure. But I think depending on how you work that out, you could definitely
do that. Yeah.
Make it hit you more or less. But anyway, interesting.
Yeah.
Tea's a good option. I drink some green tea sometimes, often if I'm trying not to drink coffee, and I like that. But also, coffee is good.
Yeah.
My mom is probably, I think my mom's listening. Thanks for listening, Mom. She's probably crying right now because she's very not about the coffee drinking. Sorry.
Oh. See, my mom and dad are like, drink more coffee. I'm like, come on, like, don't quit. Like, you got to drink more.
Oh my God. Don't quit.
Yeah.
Finish strong. You got this.
So they're like, have another cup. I'm like,
and you're like,
oh,
okay, thanks.
Yeah, sure.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. The things we've learned.
I know. Do you have any final thoughts to say before we head out for the hour?
I think I would just like to say that I'm really glad that we've explored this more. Mm-hmm. And even though I said that I wasn't going to work past it when we were working through it, I think that I am kind of on the other
like
side of this
a little bit
now.
Did.
Yeah.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. This has been a really enlightening hour.
A growing hour. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Wow. Well, yeah. Thank you, everyone who's been listening. We appreciate all the calls. We appreciate all your listeningness. This has been a really fun hour for us, and we hope you've enjoyed it. We'll be back next week.
Yeah.
From 1 to 2.
But yeah, you've been listening to Ladies in Clogs on WMFO in Medford.
Yeah, currently 157. Emma's going to play us a final song, and then we will not be here anymore. So have a great rest of your afternoon.
And the song that we're going to hear, I'll pre-announce it, is called You Go Down Smooth by Lake Street Drive.
Oh, I like
and I
that
think
song.
That, yeah, so it's just kind of summing up our feelings, and that either way, the fact that we have coffee in our world is just a great thing. So.
That was beautiful. Let's
All right,
end there.
I'm going to play that song.
Bye.
Bye.
Would it be true to say that I ordered you, or is it you?